Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. We're joined today by Dr. Sunny Leong from Town Square Orthodontics and Dr. Justin Kim from Expressions Orthodontics in the North End and Fort Orthodontics in Fort Saskatchewan. And Justin, you know, we've been saying throughout the show, I think I kind of closed the last break by saying it's important to get your child in early and get started early. We're looking maybe around 7-ish, you know. Why? From your professional point of view, why is it important to get started early?
Absolutely, Daryl. So it's always good to see the orthodontist early, around age 7 there. Not necessarily because they need the treatment right away, but there are some cases, there are some things that need to be dealt with, potentially be dealt with earlier, such as underbite, crossbite, crowding, and let's say lack of space for permanent teeth there. So, you know, let's give an example. You know, let's say a kid has an underbite, you know, and then they decide, the parents think that, you know what, my kid doesn't need braces until they are teenagers. And they wait, and we see them when, you know, we see the kid, 13, 14, they still have the underbite. Now, that underbite may mean that now the patient needs surgery, right? So, but if we would have caught that earlier, we could have potentially prevent that surgery from happening or taking a bunch of teeth out to make things happen. So that's why it's always good to see your orthodontist just to get that checked out, right? So there, let's say if the they need a treatment or not, or early, or we might say, you know what, we can wait until they have all the adult teeth in. So it's always good to check early for sure.
Yeah, like if they don't need it, you're not going to do it. But if they come in, you kind of start the relationship. The kids get to know you, and that just adds to the whole enjoyment of the process, I guess, for everyone as we go along.
That's great. Yeah.
If I could add, Daryl, here's another story for me. Like, I got sent to the orthodontist when I was like 12 or 13, and you know, oftentimes a lot of people think, well, that's a great age test when all your adult teeth come in, that's when you should go see the orthodontist. However, because I went that late, there wasn't enough room in my mouth, and they actually had to remove 8 teeth on me. Like,
yeah,
that's a lot of teeth. Okay, myself. So I went through that, and I was like, look, I really don't like to extract teeth if I don't have to. So my feeling is that if I went to the orthodontist earlier, and let's just say we were able to use an expander, which is something that actually, you know, increases the size of your jaw, maybe we could have been conservative, and maybe we didn't have to remove all those teeth, right? You know, everybody's going to live a long time. And you want as many teeth as possible, especially in old age. So why would you remove them if you don't have to?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, Sunny, we've had a few listeners text in, and they're asking various questions about cost and insurance. So just to kind of bundle everything up into one big question, what does orthodontics cost, and does insurance cover it?
Yeah, you know, in terms of orthodontic costs and insurance, you know, look around you, Daryl, okay? We're in the middle of a global pandemic. A lot of people have lost their jobs, and, you know, times are tough. So what we do at our office, which, again, makes our office a little bit more different than others, is we actually call your insurance, and we deal with all that paperwork for you. So that's what we do. So you don't have to deal with that, and it's great. People love it. In terms of the overall cost, it sort of depends on the complexity of the case. So it's hard to quote, you know, costs over the phone. You know, definitely come on in, have that free consultation, and we can figure things out. You know, and I also get this question a lot too, like, how come, you know, your costs are slightly a little bit more than general dentists? Well, you know, we are specialists. This is what we do all day long. So that's what you're getting, is you're getting the expertise. I know if my mom had somebody help her with her insurance back in the day, that would be great. You know, we were landed immigrants to Canada, so you know, back in Asia, they don't got insurance, they don't know what that is. But she had to mail those forms out every single month, and it was a pain, and it was hard, especially when English is not your first language, Daryl. We take that in consideration, and that's we try to go above and beyond to help our patients with that aspect of it.
Now, would I be correct in assuming, when it comes to cost, and again, another reason why people should get in early, if you see a patient earlier and you can deal with certain things earlier, does that mean you may prevent certain costs down the road?
Yeah, it is always a possibility. If sometimes you can intervene when they're a little bit younger to make things look better, that's great. You know, if you do early treatment, we call it phase one. But if you do phase one, yeah, it definitely does help, and it's maybe not as extensive. I often get the question, well, if you do the early treatment, does that mean they don't need braces in the future? Not necessarily. What you're trying to do is you're just trying to create a really, really good environment so all the teeth can come through, and I often explain it so that all your teeth can be friends with one another, and we don't have to be angry at anybody, and they get that, but go ahead and wait till you're 13 or 14, and what happened to me could happen to you or your kid too.
Well, an earlier start just sounds like it could be a more pleasing experience for the child.
I think so too. I think if you choose the right office, that's for you, and you make that connection, oftentimes they're very, very comfortable with you, so that when and if they do need full treatment later on, they're like, oh yeah, Dr. Sunny, oh, I love him. Dr. Justin, oh, I remember when he was young and he helped me with my smile. So it's just making that connection, really, really young. And oftentimes too, we treat one sibling and then we do, a great job, and then we get another sibling after that. So it's always a compliment, because everybody has so many choices out there that they come and bring family members and all that with them. And the big one that we have right now is we have a lot of parents, getting their kids treated. They're loving the Invisalign experience the kids are. And then the moms or the dads actually do it together with their kids.
I've got so many questions and so little time. Dr. Kim, I'd like to know, I've heard about these do-it-yourself aligners. How do they compare with seeing an orthodontist as far as effectiveness or cost? And am I going to get the same results?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference is that, is a do-it-yourself aligner. As the name says, it may not be a dentist or orthodontist directed there. So, for us, obviously, we care about the patient care, and we look at every single case. Everything's customized, right? And you can always reach out to us anytime if you have any questions, if things are not going well. But, maybe with the do-it-yourself aligners, things may be a little bit different. But Sunny, do you have anything else to add to that there?
Yeah, I think with the do-it-yourself stuff, they're going to say that they're only 30% of the cost. But what exactly are you getting? I've seen a few patients actually in the last couple of weeks where they went to a place and they got their own aligners or their own like self Invisalign, and some of the teeth are straight, but their bite is actually not that stable. For example, let's just say they're only biting on their front teeth, they're probably going to wear those front teeth away. But damn, it looks like a good smile, right? Yeah. So oftentimes those patients that have got that treatment earlier on, they look back and say, I regret that. And I wish I would have spent that money wisely and actually went to a professional, an orthodontist, to get that looked at. Just watch out. I think with those ones, there is no doctor looking after the case. And I know for a fact too, they don't even have any x-rays. They just tell you that, oh yeah, you got it. We could do that for you, anything. But let's just say you have underlying bone issues. Let's just say you have cavities. Do you think that they'll care about that? I don't know. I honestly don't know. So just honestly, buyer beware. You want to keep the health of your teeth and your kids' teeth, at top of mind. So just watch out, guys.
We're just a few seconds away from the music starting. It's going to signal the end of the show. I've really enjoyed talking to you both. I want to make sure I get the information out to our listeners. If you live in the South Side and you want a book with Dr. Sunny Leong, Town Square Orthodontics is the spot. 780-434-7144 is the number. On the north end, Dr. Justin Kim works out of Expressions Orthodontics in Northeast Edmonton off the Manning Freeway and Fort Orthodontics in Fort Saskatchewan. The number to call to reach Dr. Kim, 780-476-6697. Call now. It's a complimentary consultation. Come in, have the introduction. Meet these two guys. I think you're going to like them. And your children are going to love the experience. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. I hope we can do it again. I still have a zillion more questions to ask.
Thank you so much, Darryl. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much, sir. I really do appreciate it. And hopefully we didn't screw it up for a future visit there.
I just hope I didn't make all your dentist friends mad at you. I apologize to all dentists. I love you all. Thanks again. Have a great weekend, everyone. This has been Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.